Okay, Rabosai, very exciting. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Pei Beis, the last daf in the Sabbath Kiddushin, and the last daf in Seder Nashim. Usually I try not to record an Erev Shabbos to give my full attention to getting ready for Shabbos for the family and the kids, but Baruch Hashem, couldn't help myself. And even on a short Shabbos, I had to stay up late on Thursday night and get this done, because Baruch Hashem, a tremendous simcha for Am Yisrael. I hope you are celebrating wherever you are. I hope you have a big siyum planned. And it's a chef, right? Very, very exciting to finish both the Masechta and the Seder. So let's get to it. We're here on the two dots on Pei Aleph on Beis. Last quote from our Mishnah, then a couple quick Mishnayos and a really long Mishnah, but quick hitting Mishnayos, and then a long Mishnah, right, to finish us off for the Masechta. So that the Mishnah, right, at the two dots, Higdilu Zeh. Higdilu, once they get older, right, Zeh Yashim B'Ksuso, right, once they get older, right, they can't sleep together in the same bed, right, mother and son or whatever, for example, right, can't sleep together in the same bed without clothing, right, they need to have clothing on. The Gemara says, V'kama, right, how old is that? At what point, right, are you not allowed to be in the same bed without clothing? So, Amar Rav Ada Bar Rav Aza, Amar Rav Asi, right, Tinok is Bastesh Shana V'Yomechad, Tinok Ben Shtemis Rei Shana V'Yomechad, either 9 years old for a girl, 12 years old for a boy. Igad Amri, some people say, Tinok is Bashtemis Rei Shana V'Yomechad, Tinok Ben Shloshesei V'Yomechad, right, or another opinion is Bar Bas Mitzvah. V'zevzek Kadesh Yushadayim Nechono V'sarech Tzimeach, right, and both of them are saying that as long as they are physically mature, that is a pasuk in Yechezkel. Yeah, it feels like it should be a pasuk in Shirshirim, but it's a pasuk in Yechezkel. Okay. Amar Raf from Bar Papa, Amar of Chista. Right, lo shanu el sheina bosha lamod lefan of orum. It's only usher, meaning it's only mutter rather, right, to sleep together, right, with the child, right, if she's not embarrassed, right, to stand in front of him naked, because again that's right, because it shows that they're not bichlal shayach to relationships to having bia, etc. Right, they're not even hitting puberty bichlal. Avabusha lamod lefan of orum, but if she is embarrassed to stand in front of him naked, then usher. That's a my time a yitzar albusha, because that already the yitzahara has gone into somebody. Right, that's why they're embarrassed, right? Again, right, Chava, right, and Adam, right, were only embarrassed once they realized that there was something wrong about being naked. So until a certain age, right, a kid doesn't realize that there's anything wrong with it, right? They have no problem with it. So once they have that awareness, so then it shows there's Yitzhara that has gotten into them. Okay. Rav Acha bar Abba, Ikla the Bay, Rav Chista Chasne. Rav Acha bar Abba went to Rav Chista, right, to his son-in-law, right, and Shukli the Bas Barta Osiva Bekanafe, and he took his granddaughter, right, and put him either on his lap or on under his blanket, right, like in the bed, right. Again, it depends on how you learn, different ways to learn. So either way, Amar Lei, he said to him, Rav Acha Chizda said to him, Lo Savar Lama Mar Demekadsha. Meaning, didn't you hear? Meaning, did you know that she's mekadsha, she's mekudesh, right? She's an armorasa or whatever. Right? You shouldn't touch her. The chora, she's right, is in the realm of bia. You can't do that. So Amar Lei. So he said to her, Avartelcha Rav. He said, if that's true, if you were mekadesh and she's still a katana, so you violated Rav. If you remember what we said before, Rav Ruhidam Rav, Bitem Rabbi Lazar, right? Some people say Rabbi Lazar, also Ladam Shikadesh Bidok Shiktana at Shiktagdil, Rav Tomar Ploni Ani Rotza. Right, the person, yes, even though a father can be Mekadesh's daughter, he shouldn't, right, until she gets older, and so she can choose and she can pick somebody. So they say back to him, well, Mar Nami Abba the Gadish Shmuel. What are you? Okay, right, I violated something, you violated something also. What about what Shmuel said? Right, Damar Amish Damshin Beisar. You're not allowed to use a woman for these types of purposes. You know, I shouldn't use a woman for anything, but for any, these types of purposes, for Kirav Basar, you shouldn't use that. So Amalei said back to him, Anak Yidach to Shmuel, really. He said, well, right, I'm holding like a different statement of Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel, as Shmuel said, I call the Shem Shemaim, right, if you're doing it for the Shem Shemaim, as Rashi explains, he was doing it to show my love for his granddaughter, which in turn be mechabed his daughter, right, which is her mother, right, as the Rotsu Rashi, right, Kshani mechabed bita, right, it causes her, right, to feel good and to be happy and to show that there's some sort of love here, right, so is it for a mitzvah, right, for, so that then it was appropriate, or it's not for, it's not bechlal for that type of arayos or whatever, right? It's just for a good thing, so that's why I was doing it. Okay, says the Mishnah, second to last Mishnah in Zachta. Lul Yolmed Adam Revok Sofrim, Right, a person, Adam Ravak, which is a single guy, shouldn't teach Sofrim. Sofrim is Ravak Pnevel Isha. Sofrim Rashi says Melamdi Tinokos. We're not talking about books. We're not talking about Sofer Stam. Saying the mission is saying a person who is single should not teach little kids. Velo Tilmad Isha Sofrim, and so too a woman should not teach little kids. Right, if she's a, we'll see what the reason that is that for a, is for a, in a second. Rabbi Lazar Omar Af Misha Ein Lo Isha Lo Yilmod. Lo Yilamid Sofrim, right? Even if someone who doesn't have a wife, and we have to see what the difference is between that, because we said before a guy who's single, and now we're telling me someone who doesn't have a wife, what does that mean? So we have to see the difference between those two things. Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yira Ravak Behema, a single guy shouldn't be a shepherd for animals. Felishna Shnei Ravakim Batala Zachar, and two single guys shouldn't sleep, right, when, with one cloak, with one talis, with one bed, with one blanket. The Chacham say that's totally fine. So the Gemara says, my time, what's going on over here? Why can't, right, a single guy, or let's say a woman, right, teach little kids, right, in school? If you tell me it's for the kids, like Rachman al-Islam, to abuse the kids, Lo Alein Rachman al-Islam, there was news that came out today, Mamish of there was a Rav who was, there was a rabbi, unfortunately, who was abusing kids. So it does happen. So the Gemara says, if it's because of that, Vatanya Amr Lo Rabbi Yehuda Lo Nechshdusha Al Meshkov Zachar V'Al Behema. Right? What do you mean? Well, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, again, Rabbi Yehuda says you shouldn't even have a shepherd, a single guy as a shepherd, right? Or as a, or even in one talis. And they said to him, what do you mean? Am Yisrael are not choshud, right, for Meshkov Zachar or for bestiality. So we're not concerned that he's going to abuse the kids. I mean, in a standard, right, standard case, obviously you do have some people who have issues, serious issues. Ella Revak Mishum Amhasa, the Yanuke. No, because we're concerned that what happens at parent-teacher conferences, right? Again, he's going to be teaching the kids. The mother's going to want to know, how's the kid doing? And then the single guy is going to start talking to all their mothers. And similarly, the flip side, Isha Mishum Avhasa the Yanuke. And the fathers are going to come to the female teacher and ask how the kid is doing. And that we don't want that type of interaction. So right, we should make sure to avoid that. Okay, Rabbi Lazar Omar Af Misha Ein. And Af Misha Ein Lo Isha, right? Even a guy, someone who doesn't have a wife. Now, what does that mean? Iboy Lehu, that's the filing shah, Misha Ein Lo Isha Klau. Does that mean someone who's completely unmarried? Right? O Doma Bisha Ein Shriya Slo. Or maybe it means someone who she's just not around. So Tashma, so they brought a proof. They teach us that Af Misha Ishlo, right? Ven Shriya Etzlo, Lo Yimal Alam Yitzofrim. Okay, it says straight out, right? Even if the wife's not around, still, right? You shouldn't teach the little kids because, right, you know, then they'll end up mingling with the mothers, right? And that's obviously an issue. Have you the Omer Lo Yira? Again, we said before, a single guy shouldn't be a shepherd. Shouldn't two single guys shouldn't sleep in the same bed, the same blanket? Tanya within the Rabbis, I'm the Rabbi Yehuda. This is what we quoted before. Lo Nechshu Yisrael Amishkav Zachar V'lo Al Behema. Right, Baruch Hashem Am Yisrael Tehorim. Right, they're not choshu. We're not nervous. We don't stam. Obviously, there are exceptions, but we don't have a chashash. We're not concerned. We're not going to be choshed. Right, regular stam yidden. Right, to be sleeping around either Mishkav Zachar or for bestiality. Okay, last Mishnah, again, pretty well-known Mishnah. Definitely an oft-quoted Mishnah, even if people may not necessarily realize where it is, because it doesn't really talk about, right, Kiddushin, right, at all. Kind of jumps off this last topic, and then it goes on to talking about a parnasa, right, hashkafa, basically the hashkafa behind, right, working and making a parnasa and having a job. Kol shas askav im hanashim. If anybody has a job, right, with women, right, he's dealing with women, he's, I don't know, he's in fabrics and clothing and shapels, whatever it is, lo yis yachid im hanashim, right, he shouldn't have yichud with women, right, even with many women. What's the concern over here? So if you look at Rashi, right, the issue is afilum harbe nashim, even with many women, lefishalibu gaspahan, right, because right, he's going to become accustomed to them. He shouldn't work with women, right, because you're going to get you're going to get friendly with them and have a relationship with them. But kulam achapos olav, right, and everybody's kind of waiting around for him. And Tosos says, if you look at Tosos, right, he says that's specifically a guy who works in perfumes, but he says he doesn't like that so much, right? It means that sometimes. You see, this says the chiddush over here is another profession, but it says even if his wife is here, very big chiddush, right? Even if your wife is with them, right? Still, he shouldn't still be usher to be have yichud with all the other women. Okay, you can check that out. Tosos diru maschil low. Okay, so either way, so vayter kol shaskovim anashim lo yizachir anashim v'lo yilmad You shouldn't teach your kid, right, your son, a trade that, you know, that he's going to end up being involved, right, with many women. Rabbi Meir says, right, a person should always, right, give you advice about teaching your kid a trade, right, give him a clean and easy profession, right, who has the riches and has the possessions, right, because Hashem owns everything. Right, there's no job that doesn't have rich people, poor people. Right, there's no job that's a guarantee. Right, you have wealthy and poor people in every job. Right, shaloh anius min ha'umnus v'lo ashirus min umnus, because you don't know it's not dependent on the job. Right, the job doesn't dictate wealth. Right, it doesn't make people poor. It doesn't make people rich. Ela kol afis chuso, everything is according to a person's chus. Right, Tosis points out it doesn't really mean chus as we understand it nowadays in vernacular. It doesn't mean based on your actions, your meisim, because this is another Gemara. Where is that Gemara? Does he quote it? Doesn't quote it, I don't think. Okay, but there's another Gemara, I forget where it is. I think it's a Nida. I could be wrong. That says that a person's mazel, right, impacts three things. Bani Chayiv Mezone, right? The Mezonos, right, a person's parnasa, is dependent on their mazel, right? So, okay, so mazel, a little bit, not schus, not necessarily. Okay. Rabbi Shimon, back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo says, Ra'isa Miyamecha Chayiv Ov Sheishlehem Umnus. Right, I've seen, right, animals, right, wild animals, birds, they don't have a job, obviously, and they have parnasa with no problem, right? There's always, somehow the pigeons always have food, right? No issues. Falolo nivru elo l'shimshuni, and all these animals are created to serve me, but neither of Rasi l'sham as koni, and I was created to serve my master, the one who owns me. Eino dinshes parnas b'lotzar, certainly, right? Akosh baruch hu, alachas kama v'kama, right, is going to give me parnasa without any issues. Elisho harasi masai, but what's the issue? Why do we see that people don't have such great parnasa? Because as Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, right, I sinned, right, my actions, right, impacted me. But kabachti is parnasi, and I messed up my parnasa. Abba Gurion ish tzdayin amar, right, he says mishum Abba Gurion, he says the name of Abba Gurion, lo yilamed adam es beno, following parnasas, right, are not so good. A person should not teach his son the following, right, chamar, which to be a donkey driver, gamal, a camel driver, a kadar is a caravan driver, right, sapan is a sailor, roa is a shepherd, chenveni is a storekeeper. Why, what's the problem with all these? Shim nosan umnus listen, because all of them eventually at some point come to theft. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Abba Gurion, that Hachamarin, well, the donkey driver is Ruba and Rishayim, and most of them are Rishayim. Hagamalim Ruba Kesherim, the Gamalim, most of them are Kesherim. This is the Gemara Nida, I'm sorry, if I'm not mistaken. The Gemara Nida actually contradicts this and says that people who drive donkeys, people who drive camels are not Ksherim, are Rishayim, right? And look, there are a bunch of answers for why the Mishnah over here says that the Ksherim as opposed to the Rishayim. This is the Gemara Nida, I apologize. I'm not sure where the Gemara that Tosas is quoting over here, but the Mazel. Mr. Shas quotes Moy Kutten. Okay, it could be. Okay, it could be over there. So there are a lot of interpretations, right, how to figure out, right, because the Gemara Nida says that people drive camels, are Rishayim and Lechora, right, the Pashat answer is that we're not talking about, over there, right, we're talking, the Gemara points out that if you ride a camel with, right, one leg over each other, right, one leg on one side, one leg on another, right, so it could arouse a person's inappropriate thoughts, the heat or whatever. So Lechora, we're talking about two different things. Here we're talking about a parnasa, right, theft and whatever, and then we're talking about, you know, the way that people ride camels necessarily, right, could lead to inappropriate thoughts. Okay, fine. So Rabbi Yehuda says, the Mechamarim Ruben Rishayim, the Gamalim Ruben Kasherim, right, most of them are kosher. Right, because they go on these, Rashi says, probably fascinating, because they go, the people who drive camels, right, obviously they're going for long distances in the desert, right, so they, basically they serve a Kosh Baruch, right, they serve a Kosh Baruch, things are desperate, right, they're, if you look at Rashi, Gamalim Ruban Ksherim, says, because they go in the desert, right, and they're wild animals, and they're thieves, V'yirem L'nafsham, right, they're afraid for their lives, and Mishabrim Livim L'makom, and they break their hearts for a Kosh Baruch, right, when things are tough, when things are scary, right, so that's what we call that. We have nowhere else to turn but to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's kind of the feeling we have now in Eretz Yisrael. Right, things are scary, right? Meshabim leaving the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right? Meshamayim, right? We all daven to Hakadosh Baruch Hu because there's nowhere else for us to do, right? Nowhere else for us to turn, right? We obviously do as much chesed and mitzvos and learning and we daven as much as we can, but that's, we're focused on Hakadosh Baruch Hu because when things are tough, when things are dangerous, right? That's where we turn. Okay, so Hazapanim Rubam Chasidim, right? The sailors, most of them Ar Chasidim, and that's again, that's obviously because the sea is very dangerous, right? So they also have Yerushalayim. Tov Shevarofim LeGehenim, right? The best doctors, right, go to Gehenna, right? So Rashi points out because, you know, they don't, not afraid, because they know so much about medicine, so they're not afraid of being sick, so they don't have as much Yerushalayim as they should. Okay, right, fascinating. V'akasher Shabbat Tavachim Shutafa Shalamalek, and even the best shechters, the best shochets, right, are kind of like our partnerships with Amalek. Rashi over here points out because if he has a suffix trefus, right, he's going to end up stealing, right? He's a suffix trefus, he's not sure if it's kosher or whatever, right, because that's his parnasa, he's going to end up selling it anyway, right, and messing up Am Yisrael. Rabbi Noray Omer, this is a Shweki song, pretty made famous by Shweki song. Rabbi Noray Omer, maniach ani kol umlu shabatorah, ve'ini melamedes b'ni ela Torah, right, I'm leaving all the professions in the world, and I'm only teaching my son Torah. Sh'adam ocha mishchor v'olam hazeh v'kerem kem lo la'alam haba. Because a person obviously gets a schar in this world, and also the real schar in the next world. Obviously, this is against the mission of Perkei Avos that says the Torah is not sustained unless there is some sort of job attached to it. Okay, a lot of interpretations of how you figure out, how do you reconcile these two Mishnais. One of them simply being that sometimes there are people, Dafka, who are tremendous tzaddikim and able to sit and learn, and you know, they could be the gedolim. So you want to set aside, right, for the, you know, some sort of space where the gedolim can come from. Right, we have to have a gedolim factory somewhere. But the Mishnah Berakhah was talking to most of us, right, who are who need to work for a living, and thus enable ourselves to learn Torah. Okay, Ushar Kol Umnus Enokain, right? All the other professions are not like that. Kshadam Bali Dechol Lidezigne Lidezurim. When a person gets old, or a person gets sick, or other around sick and then old, and or he has some sort of illness or whatever. En Ozig B'Malachta, right? He can't work. Any Yachalosim Malach can't go to work. Rayu Meis Barav, and so he can't have work. He doesn't have money. So he dies of starvation. Right? Pretty dramatic, but okay. Aval Torah, but learning Torah Enokain. It's not like that. Ela Misham Rasu Kumikol Davar. And he called Ra Benu Rasu, right? It keeps him, right? Saves him from bad things in his youth, because he learns Moser, he learns Torah, he stays, right? He's able to avoid his Yitzhahara when he's young. And says, Lo Akris, Vitikva, Basic Nuso, right? Gives him, right, at the end of his days, right? It gives him hope, right? And it gives him strength, right? Obviously, even if he can't work, right? He can still sit and learn. And that's, it gives people a koach, right? And to kind of go through the later stages of life. But now, Ruso Amahu Omer, what does the pasuk say when a person is young? Vekove Hashem Yachlifu Koach, right? People have hope in Hashem, right? They'll have strength, right? They'll Yachlif, they'll exchange, they'll change, they'll give more strength. Zignusu Amahu Omer, what does it say when a person's old? Odi Nu Viseva, right? They still will do things that they'll accomplish when they're older. Vechino Omer Bavram Avinu Satu says by Avram. Avram Zakin, Hashem Beirach as Avram Bakol, Hashem blessed Avram with everything. Masin Shasa Avram Avinu is called Tarakulu Ashelo Nitna. Avram Avinu did the entire Torah, right, even before it was given. Shnemar's pasuk says, Eikev Asher Shama Avram Bakoli Vayishmar Mishmarti Mitzvaseichu Kusevus Harasai. And that pasuk is by Yitzchak, if I'm not mistaken, where Hashem was promising Yitzchak that he's going to get schar, right, because Avram did everything, right, did all of my mitzvahs, right, Chumitzvaseichu Kusevus Harasai, right, he did everything, right, Avram fulfilled, right, the entire Torah, right, because I'll have to work out, right, then for why didn't he give himself a bris milah, right, how did he keep Shabbos, right, it's also for Ben Noach to keep Shabbos, okay, right, because I'll, right, they work on those. Exactly how that plays out. Tanra Bar Willen Rabbeisa says the Gemara as we march towards the end of the Masechta. Kol Shas Saga V'Manashim Suro Ra. Right, he has some sort of like bad. It's bad to either, you know, to bad to go that way. Okay, going for example, Atzorfim, people who make jewelry, Asrikin, people who kind of deal with women's clothing. Hanakoros, people who clean women's clothing. Harochlin, right, people who sell either perfumes or different types of things that women need. Hagadayim, right, people who weave. Hasaparim, barbers. Kovsim, again, all the different type of laundry. Vagara, and people who do bloodletting. Habalan, people who work on the bathhouses. Aporsuki, people who work with leather and the tanneries, right, and making shoes and stuff like that. In Mamida Mahem, Lo Melech, Lo Kohen Gadol, we don't take. This is the end of the Braisa. Again, this is not from our Mishnah. We don't take from anybody who worked on these professions, right? A king or a kohen gadol. The Gemara says, "My time. Why is that? Not mishum de psuli, not because they're apostle. Not mishum de zil umnusayu, Because their umnos, their profession, right, is zeal. It's kind of cheap. It's like people don't respect it so much. And therefore, if you put them in a position of power, right, it's like, oh, you're a member, right, which person in the American government was a bartender or something. So nobody gives them cover because they're a bartender, right? Why would you elect a bartender to be a senator, or congressman, or whatever. Whatever. So that's you don't put them in a position by Kangalalur King. Tanar Bana one of the Brisa. Asadvaram Nemru Bigara, where he said 10 things about a person who lets blood. That was they used to do that for healing purposes back in the day. Mahalech Al Tido, meaning he's a little bit gaibidic, again because he's healing people. Right? Varucho Gasa, and you know Bal Gaiva. Vinitzla Vyoshev, and he sits up. Or he relaxes when he sits. Ve'ino tzara, right? He has ayin tzara. He doesn't give his money out. Ve'ino ra, and he wishes bad on other people. He's an ayin ra, as opposed to meaning he looks out for bad. He wants bad things to happen to other people. Ochal harbe, eats a lot. Motzi kima, right? He doesn't go to the bathroom so well. Choshud al arayos, he's concerned that he is violating arayos. Vel gezel, and theft, shuchat damen, right? And on murder. Darish bar kapara, darshin dal olam yivlamid adam es bno umnus nekiya vakala. A person always should teach his son, right? An easy trade, and a simple trade, a clean trade. Maihi, what is that? Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Machta the tal musa, right? Some sort of weeding, some sort of stitching. Apparently, that wasn't a big deal back in the day. It was easy and clean. You can get your parnasa, no problem. Tanya will enter Rabbi. Rabbi Omer ain lecha umna shover es mina ulam. Right, there is no job, right, that will stop. And people will always need, right? Meaning every job always exists. If you don't teach your kid, Rashi says someone else will do it. Right? Meaning jobs are jobs. Right? They'll exist with you, without you. Right? Ashri misha roa es horov beumenasu meula, and oilo misha roa es horov beumenasu peguma. Right? Good is a person who sees their parents, right, with a good job, right, and with a proper parnasa. And an oive for someone who sees their parents with a not so great parnasa. Ef shalolam below bosom below borsiki. Right, it's impossible. The world they'll have no bosom, which is a guy who makes perfumes, and impossible. Right, I mean, obviously that will smell very nice. Right, and the world also needs borsiki tanners or people making shoes. Asher misha umnaso bosom oilo lamisha umnaso borsiki. Right, happy. Right, how great is it for someone? Asher me praiseworthy is someone, right, whose job is in the perfumes, and oive for someone, right, who works. And a Bursiki tannery, which smelled very, very, very badly. Right? Interestingly enough, the Medrash on this week's Parsha, just as a coincidence, says that the points out by Lot, that says that when a person, Lot originally was in the company of Avram, and then he left to be in the company of snow. So the Medrash says that Medrash compares this to someone who walks into a perfume shop. He's going to leave, right, smelling like perfumes, as opposed to someone who walks into a tannery, like, and walks out, right, but it smells very bad in there. He's going to walk out smelling like that as well. So it compares to Avram, right, to the perfume store, and Lot hanging out with Sdom, right, people in Sdom, to the tannery, right, which is interesting that it comes up today, but that is a medrash on the parsha. Right, that tries to teach us, right, make sure to be careful about the company that you keep. Okay, yeah, Viter. Eshalolam below Zuchar and below Nekevos. Again, also an off-quoted Gemara, which is also probably misinterpreted very often. It's impossible. The world should, it's impossible. There's always going to be men and women. Asher Misha Banav Zuchar and Ba'oilo the Misha Banav Nekevos. Right, happy. Right, how great is it for someone who has kids, who has male children, and Oyvei for someone who has female children? Everybody likes to point to this and say, oy vey, how terrible is it, right, that Judaism hates women? That's not what it means at all. A lot of different interpretations. My favorite one is that a person usually worries more about their daughters, right? Worries more about their daughters. They're going to marry somebody, find a good shidduch, right? How is she looking, right? Is she taken care of, right? The person simply has more agamas nefesh about their kids when they're daughters, right? Usually boys kind of tend to engender less worry from the parents. Okay, and sometimes, not always. Rabbi Meir says, "Lolam yilamid adam livno umnos nekiya v'kala." Also, and again, same similar idea. A person should always have a clean profession. Vivakish Rachmin, Lemisha Osher, Menachosim Shalosh, always Abba to Hashem, who owns all the stuff. Sheina Neos, Mina Umdus, Vaina Shirs, Mina Umdus, right? The job doesn't dictate whether you're going to be wealthy or whether you're going to be poor, right? Rich or poor doesn't come from the job. Elamisha Osher, Shalosh, Kashbar, who's the one that determines who's rich or poor. Shinamar's Pazik says, Leah Kesev, Leah Zov, Numa Shem Zarkos, right? Hashem owns all of the gold and all the silver. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Imra Isa Miyamecha, right? If you saw, again, he said, points it out, right? If you saw a wild a bird, right? All the birds, the wild animals, right? They all have parnasa, like Kal v'chomer us. Tani with other bryce, again, similar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Miyamei lo ra'isi tzvi kayetz. I never saw a deer, right, that that made kayetz. I mean, he used to make some sort of food out of figs. Vari saval, or a lion that used to carry things from one place to the next. Meaning, you know, the animals don't have jobs. Veshul chenveni, a fox who never owned a store. Veheim is partners in Belutzar, and they get parnasa with no problem. Heim lo nivru el Hashem shuni, they're created for us, to serve us. Vanina v'esi l'shamash is koni, right? I'm created to be mishamash, right? Kosh Baruch Hu, my master, the one who owns me. Ma ilu shel lo nivru el Hashem shuni, mis partners in Belutzar, vanina nivrasi l'shamash is koni, eno din shes parnes below tzar, right? If they have parnasa with no problem, so kal v'chomer I should have parnasa with no problem. Ella, what's the problem though? She'ari yosei es ma'asai v'kipachti es parnasi, right? She'nemar v'em v'seichem hitu, right? The only problem is, right, unfortunately, rachma l'tzom, we do averos, right, and we've kind of punted a little bit, right, on our parnasa, and it's caused us to have a little bit less parnasa, the pasuk says. I want to say hitu, right, that our sins have turned, hitu la'atot, right, means to turn, right, meaning that our sins have caused us to turn away from the brachos. So, Rabbi Noi Roy, Omar Maneach, and he called Umnus, right, Rabbi Noi Roy would only teach his son Torah. Tanya with other brachos, Rabbi Nehoroi, Omar Maneach, and he called Umnus, Shabbat Olam, Be'eni Melamedes, B'ni El Torah, right, only he's going to teach us some Torah. Shakol Umnus, Shabbat Olam, Eno Medes, Lo, Ela, B'mei, Yal, Do So, Abel, B'mei, Zik, Nasa, right, Eri, Umutu, Barav, right, other jobs, right, a person is able to do them when they're young. When they're older, right, he may be dangerous, right, may end up not being able to work, may not have a parnasa, be able to end up dying in a famine. Abba Torah, but learning Torah, the parnasa of Torah, ain't okay, it's not true. Omedes lo adam b'deisus, y'all do so, v'no senes lo achris v'tikva b'esuk nuso. Right, it stands for a person when he's young, right, it protects him from Avera, and when he's older, right, gives him hope, gives him help, right, gives him what to do. B'esuk y'all do so, ma'o omer, when a person is young, what is he? What is it going to say? What is the pasuk say? Mikovei Hashem yachlich v'koach yalu ever ban kanesharim. Right, look at a person has ever kanesharim, a kanfinesharim. Right, it's Hashem, a kosh baruch should bring all of Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. But on kanfinesharim, that's not the pasuk here. The pasuk says that a person will have strength. Right, that if they put their faith on kosh baruch. But bezik nusom aomer, what does it say when the pasuk? And when a person is old, what only do when b'seva the shenim v'radanim. And we'll leave the last word. I guess we could say Yehu, I guess, and we'll leave it. We'll explain what that means. I guess we'll leave it for the Siyam. Mazel Tov, Rabosai. Super, super excited. Thank you so much, right, Yashar Koyach, that you've joined with Am Yisrael on this journey, right, to give schus, right, to give to be malamed schus for all of Am Yisrael, right. Mez Hashem, we should be able to be zocha to see many more Yeshuos and Nisim because of our learning. Right, we should be zocha to learn many more mesechtas, many more davening together. Amen. Ken Yiratzon, and have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.